Every dog has his day. Jacob Riis sat by the river and thought seriously about killing himself. After all, he thought, no one would notice and no one would care. Then, as if he'd been sent right out of central casting, a little dog who'd been following Riis around that day crept into his lap and licked his face. Said Riis, "The love of that little beast thawed the icicles in my heart." The dog's affection lifted his spirits enough so that he was able to go on. He'd come to America in 1870 from Denmark at the age of 21. He arrived penniless and stayed that way, just one of thousands of Americans. The country was in the middle of a depression. Thousands were out of work and homeless. He managed to find a few odd jobs from time to time, but that was all. He lived on the street, except during winter when he availed himself of what was called a police lodging house. The lodging houses were dirty and crowded, and people had to sleep on the bare floor, on newspapers or a plank of wood, but at least they had a roof over their heads. Months of hunger and homelessness had brought Riis to the river. Later that night, Riis tried to sneak the little dog into the lodging house under his coat, but the desk sergeant saw it and made him put it outside. As he slept, Riis was robbed of a small gold locket that he'd saved and treasured as a memento from home. When he realized it was gone, he complained to the desk sergeant. The sergeant got angry, accused Riis of being a liar, and ordered one of his officers to throw him out into the street. It gets worse. The little dog, of course, was waiting outside. When he saw Riis being pushed out the door, he bit the cop on the leg. The cop let go of Riis, grabbed the dog who had just saved Reese's life, and smashed his head against the steps. In that moment, all of Riis's despair was transformed into anger. He vowed that somehow he would find a way to avenge the death of that little dog. And find it he did. He heard about a writing job at a news agency, was hired, and by 1877 his reputation was so formidable that the New York Tribune and the Associated Press hired him as a police reporter. His beat was police headquarters on Mulberry Street, one of the worst slums in the city. Knowing that pictures could tell his story better than any words, he took up photography. He used a flashlight to light his shots until the invention of flash powder, which enabled him to photograph the interiors of tenements and the streets and back alleys of the slums at night. He came out of those tenements and alleys with heart-rending photos like Blind Beggar or Home of Italian Ragpicker, photos that would change forever the way American society viewed the immigrants who were arriving in boatloads every day. In 1888, Riis was hired as a photojournalist by the New York Evening Sun. His work there and his first book, How the Other Half Lives, Studies Among the Tenements of New York, was a groundbreaking expose of society's indifference to the plight of the immigrant poor, the oppressed, the exploited, and the downtrodden. He blamed much of the misery and crime in the slums on the greed of landlords and building speculators. He called it premeditated murder. His reporting inspired shock and horror among New York's rich and middle classes. It also captured the interest of the New York Police Commissioner, Theodore Roosevelt, who would later become governor and then the 26th President of the United States. Riis took Roosevelt with him on some of his forays into the dark corners of the city. When Roosevelt was elected governor of New York, he closed the lodging houses and made sure that Riis's concerns became official business. Riis traveled all over America, conducting magic lantern shows where he projected his photos onto a large screen. One reporter wrote, "His viewers moaned, shuddered, fainted, and even talked to the photographs he projected, reacting to the slides not as images, but as a reality that transported the New York slum world directly into the lecture hall." He usually concluded his lectures with the declaration, "My dog did not die unavenged." Jacob Riis has been credited with precipitating many of the reforms that improved the living conditions of the poor during what is now known as the Progressive Era. By the time he died in Barre, Massachusetts on May 26, 1914, he was known as the Emancipator of the Slums.